I know the DJ.
Do you?
You gotta 90s baby, stand up. You're coming back because I'm blowing in it. Pause. I take my craft serious.
Get the hell out of here. I don't owe you shit.
Welcome to episode 88 of But I Know the DJ, the original New England podcast discussing all things DJing, music, nightlife, business, and pop culture through the unfiltered opinions of host Snacks.
Give me snacks, baby.
DJ's Fingers and Cammy V.
We here.
Full house. No Danny Tanner. Oh, my God. Got all three hosts in the fucking building. Ow!
I was just contemplating like quitting and shit. And
quitting the show?
Yeah, I'm just tired of Snacks.
Yeah, most people are.
You can't get too much of him.
You sound like my ex.
You just can't get too much. It's not what I... Never mind.
Oh.
You can't get too much. Nah, I'm just playing. I was dealing with some issues, some stomach bug shit. A lot of people getting sick out there. We be careful washing hands. Still sanitize, guys.
That pH off.
You see,
listen, my pH is on. I drink a lot of water. We were just talking about that nasty ass bitch talking about she don't drink. She don't drink no water. It's smelling like the Revere Beach out here.
Yo, see, shorties, you got to make sure the pH balance is intact.
Like, people used to like make fun of like dudes that do like the fucking finger test, but that shit was everything back in the day.
Yo.
That shit was everything. You open that shit smell like a can of sardines. Hell yeah. And pork and beans. Hell no.
Fuck
that. But I know a lot of these nasty ass motherfuckers that used to still go do this.
Hey! Only one I got.
Just pump and hold your breath. That's it.
Dude, that's
goddamn.
I mean, some people are mouth breathers.
Yeah, but that blowback wind is crazy.
Oh, my God.
Tastes like ketchup and onions.
Hell fucking no.
I like both ketchup and onions, though.
Yeah, but that's your one way ticket to Itchy Hawks.
Yes.
Oh, jeez. I saw this thing going around on the internet. I don't know if you guys saw this. Obviously, opener conversations that happen all the time, but specifically with the song No Hands. Did you guys see this?
No.
So people are trying to make the distinction. So basically, for context, you know, we talked about it many times on the show. Openers, what can you play? Not burning the headliner, XYZ. And someone was saying like, yeah, you shouldn't post any songs that come out in the last XYZ years, right? But then the conversation started saying it's not really about when the songs came out.
No.
It's about if they're big records or not.
Energy.
Right? Energy.
Reaction records, yep. Right? And then people brought up the song No Hands, a song that came out, 2013, 2014?
Right.
And they're like, well, would you be mad if an opener played No Hands at 10:45? And that started a whole thing where it's like, oh, like some people are like, the fact that you have to rely on No Hands, you're probably not a good DJ. And then there are other people like, well, No Hands is a huge reaction record. Like, if I could still have it, I would like to use it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's definitely something in that bag where you can definitely reach for. People have to understand it's like, people walking in right when the door opens, they're not ready for that kind of energy.
Nope.
So you're kind of throwing people off.
Yep. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to kind of have that incline to where, let me get to that type of record. Let me, you know what I'm saying? Like, and people don't have that kind of creativity kind of like mindset. It's more so what's hot and what's not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's where you kind of have this, you know, night that's awkward, that's not balanced. That's why you have all these nights where they have mad fucking DJs on it that are usually a mess.
Incohesive.
Yeah. Because they're not listening to that type of thing. And then they're playing each other's, whatever they play, playing over and over again. But yeah, definitely, doesn't matter if it's 10 years ago, that's an energy song that you can definitely use. If you care about the night, most people just care about themselves.
Yeah.
That's so true.
When I'm DJing one other DJ, my ego's out the window because I know what the fuck I can do no matter where, what time you put me, no matter what slot you
put me
on.
That's not the question. Yeah.
That's not the question. The question is, do you know how to contribute to a night to make it what it's supposed to be? And you know what? If the DJ knows, the DJ after you can sense that, I definitely do. I'd be like, yo, Daniel, he's nice and you to bring it back on because he knows what to do at that time and he's thinking about me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. That is true. Yeah. I think another big thing too that probably people aren't considering, I like to refer to it this way, you got to get people moving side to side, not up and down.
Oh, I like that.
Ooh. Two step, baby. Two step.
I like that a lot.
Wow.
If you play No Hands, what do you think is going to happen?
Exactly.
You think people are just going to keep going side to side? No, they're going to get ready.
And you waste a fucking moment. And it's not like
you waste a moment.
You waste the moment.
You know,
it's
like,
all about making moments.
Some people get that, some people don't. And that what separates the real DJs from the whack DJs.
Facts. facts.
And so let's do this for those listening. I know, you know, and shout out all my DJs that are tuned in right now. I met a bunch of you guys at a DJ meetup recently. So a lot of them showing the love and saying that they listen to the show. So thanks so much for listening to the show. It's great meeting you guys. Great hanging out with y'all real quick. So for those listening, just because we're on the subject, right? What's a song that you play in your opening set, or if you are opening, that is a strong song for you in that set, but you know still belongs and lives, you know, well in your opening set? If you know that, hey, I'm opening for somebody, maybe another DJ, whatever the case is, maybe an artist, whatever, and you don't want to get the crazy records out yet, it's too early, or maybe you're just opening for yourself, you need to get some kind of reaction early.
Right? Motto.
The motto?
Yeah, I was going to say motto, a lot of
that. That's a good one.
My opening, it's funny because I feel like as years have gone on, the bigger records are now like either really high BPM or really low BPM. Mm. So now I find myself like, again, trying to create that side-to-side movement. A lot of it's at that 100 BPM range.
Yeah.
Like older records like Bring 'Em Out, The Motto, Truffle Butter, stuff like that. Just get people moving. 6-7-9,
yeah.
Fetty Wap.
Yeah, again for me. Yeah, again. I play those Fetty records back-to-back, and it always just like a good vibe. I mean, it's the same song pretty much.
Yeah.
For me, you said you were just listening to the live set. One that works for me early is I Don't Fuck With You, Big Sean.
It's a great one.
Which is such a big sing-along, really stadium record, but I don't think really any headliners need it.
No.
You see what I'm saying? You don't need to play that at 12:30, 12:45, but if you play that when you have a decent crowd early, and if you set it up well, it's a great reaction record. And that's something that I played all weekend out in Connecticut when I was doing only college parties. And that record worked every time, and I played it early every time.
I think a big slept on song that I feel like you can play in the beginning or play like mid to you know, hype set, I think it's T-Pain's Up and Down.
Up Down?
Oh, great.
That's
one.
Another good one.
That's a song that a lot of motherfuckers sleep on.
Yo, yeah, that's a great I play one. That song is in almost every set I do.
Yeah.
Just the beat alone, like
I don't even know it.
The way it comes in, just the way it's structured, like it's just a party. So you can go in
and it's it's an instructional record, right?
Exactly.
Booty going, like, and then and people go down, like girls are shaking ass, and
man, you could do a lot of work
party in the backyard.
Yeah, you could use it for intro to another to segue to something else.
That one, that's a
in
really
that pocket,
good one. That's
that
a
pocket.
I love that. Yeah, that's a really really good one.
I think like Nice for What's probably a new
one. Nice for
one.
What's a good one. One that works for me, like One Dance, bro.
One Dance doesn't miss, dude.
Yeah,
people,
it's a great one.
Well, to the point where, like, sometimes I think twice before I play it at the certain times in the beginning. I'm like, damn, I really can use this.
You can use it whenever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, but you can use it whenever. But that's one of those songs that still fucking hits, bro.
Yeah. The chorus, and I just drop it, and everyone's singing it, dude. Like, it's just, that song has never really missed. I think God's Plan is another one too. I don't think God's Plan you need in your headlining set, but it's a good low, you know, the 70s, and a good bro record too.
Around that same energy, do you think Rema's Calm Down is losing its steam?
Bro, that song's 2 years old. That shit.
Well, what we're talking about One Dance. So now I feel like those two songs, same kind of BPM, same kind of flow.
At the college events, like it's still
it's probably the biggest, the most mainstream Afrobeats record of the last year to 2 years.
Yeah.
So it's if you're at a more mainstream white college crowd, that's really the only one they know.
Correct.
So if you want to do an Afrobeats at all, that's the one you pick.
Absolutely.
And they all know it, and then you might do the Selena Gomez remix or whatever. Yeah, it's just the one that you know everyone knows because it crossed over so much on radio, as we know. It gets pushed a lot on radio. And big on TikTok. It has everything. So that's really but to me, I think that like I almost avoid playing that record for that reason, because I'm like, this song is so
basic. I kind of lost my enjoyment to play it.
It's so basic to me.
Yeah, like, it used to be like, they used to be the one for me before it blew up. I used to love that song.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's kind of one of those songs where they throw it in your face.
Well, it's like what Joanna was. There was a point I stopped playing Joanna because I was like.
To your point, I think Water has passed Calm Down right now.
Water is good too, but Water is also Water.
But I'm saying, as far as like steam, like it kind of like picked up the torch where Calm Down was, and now it's kind of.
I mean, Water's moment, it's passed, but Water's moment was crazy. Because once the dance came out, and Tyler's just
beautiful woman.
No, she's gorgeous.
And once she started doing like interviews, once she started like, I think once the dance hit, they knew that they needed to start pushing it, so she was doing interviews and stuff. So that moment was crazy. Like I know, like end of the summer into fall. But I think that moment is still passing, but it still is a good record. That's a record that if an opener played, I'd be like, bro.
Personally, if I was an artist, I would not want a record that big. I would not want to. If it's my first record out, I would not want a record that big because
you wouldn't
want to
hit
your follow up.
Needs to be. But that's what we said about like Ice Spice. Remember? Where we're like, yo, she needs to come crack.
And yeah, but now she's talking about farts and it's blowing up on TikTok.
But the thing is, like I said,
not
like,
even a fart.
And I said this however long ago, like the fact that she's like the female Pop Smoke, where like there's just a point where like there's a point Pop Smoke could say anything he wanted.
Yeah.
Like he was saying, like, if you look at the lyrics to fucking Dior, some of the lyrics are crazy.
Well, let's be real. Her sex appeal definitely adds to why she's still around.
What sex appeal?
You know, the one that you jerk off to every night.
Oh, that one.
The one you dress up to every night.
The one.
Oh, yeah.
Give me snacks. So she definitely plays off of that, which is her advantage.
Yeah.
Is her songs like for the women? Yeah, you know, there's those songs for the women. Definitely, but.
But she is getting more versatile. Like the song with Rema that she has.
Yeah.
You know, and she's getting more explorative, which is good. And I'm sure the label's pushing.
There's money behind it. Yeah, there's money behind it, for sure.
But the fact that she's able, I mean, because she does have a unique voice.
Yeah.
A literal voice, where it can fit. It is soft, but she can spit, and she's probably gonna start like really singing soon.
Speaking of real female rappers, Rolling Stones, fuck you. Don't ever comment on hip hop. Anything that has to do with hip hop, stay the fuck away from it.
Why?
You have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
I wanna hear why.
Ski Yeet as the number one hip hop song of the year. Shut the fuck up.
What, did I miss this?
I didn't see this.
When did this drop? We usually are on top
Christ.
Of it. Wait, where was that?
The number one song, the number one hip hop song this year was definitely First Person Shooter. First of all, it's a hip hop song, right? It's hippity hip hop. It does not have a chorus.
Oh, yeah, this is old. Did we already talk about this?
No, you talked about the Complex one. This came out after the Complex one.
This came out. Let's look at this. So, keep talking while I look at this.
Yeah, they went and said Ski is definitely the number one song. Like I said, First Person Shooter is the number one hip hop song for me because it checks off all the boxes for me. It checks off as a hippity hip hop lyrical song. It has, as adding to that, it has no chorus. Number one. Number two is that beat's infectious. It's dope. It's hip hop. It's clubby. It got the notoriety it needed to. Like, it blew up on TikTok. And like I said, it's a club record.
Let me ask you what.
And it's a radio record.
For reaction wise, what do you think is getting bigger reactions at the club? I know it's not the be all end all. No, but
that's just one. That's element. Just one check off.
Correct.
Where I just checked off five things that makes of a hit record. You know,
I mean,
what I'm
saying? I agree with you completely. I was just curious.
Yeah, I mean, regardless of Ski, but I'm not playing it past like the first chorus, at this point, I'm not even trying to get into the verse anymore.
So. What the fuck am I?
I'm using it as a tool. I'm not using it as something. Hey, this is a record that can stand alone on its own. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. It's a momentary record. For you to name it number one hip hop record, is a slap in the face, bro.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. That's a little
hip hop.
That's egregious.
That is egregious. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So biggest hip hop record. So they did a top 15 here.
Yeah.
For 2023. I mean, I think it's kind of all over the place, period.
Period, bro. Like, it's awful.
They put Lil Yachty at 2? What do they put here? I'm curious.
Well, so it's only 15 records, so we can go through all of them. 15 is Offset and Cardi B's Jealousy.
Why?
I know it had no club.
That didn't do shit.
No club poll. I know it got some radio stuff. I know it was a lot of controversy just based on their relationship in general.
I don't even remember a quotable on that song. I don't remember the chorus on that song.
I couldn't tell you a single word in that song.
Yeah. 11, I mean, I'm all over the place today, man. 14, Quavo featuring Takeoff, Patty Cake. Decent song, but again, nothing crazy.
No, nothing crazy.
13, Agoura Hills, Doja Cat.
Great song.
Great song, deserves to be there. Number 12, Central C and Dave Sprinter. I'm okay
with
that.
Great song, yep.
11, Gunna's Fuck You Mean. That should be way higher.
That should be up there.
That should be way
top
higher.
Top five.
That's,
10, Baby Keem and Kendrick Lamar, The Hillbillies. That song was terrible.
I like the song, but
no.
to for it to be
that song
up high.
That song was.
I think for the Jersey sets for the young ones. I think that was a dope one. They love that song.
It was supposed to also be like a diss record to Drake.
Yeah,
too,
yeah.
So.
They say it's supposed to be a rap thing. That's what they say. Yeah, it's supposed to be.
It's like loosely based.
Nine J Huz featuring Drake. Who told you? I'm okay with it. Maybe a little high
for hip hop.
Hold on, for hip hop. That's definitely not hip hop.
It's not hip hop.
What are we talking about?
But Drake is on it, so
that's a Caribbean. That's definitely Caribbean.
Drake's verse is
Afrobeat.
Drake's verse is crazy on that, but also like that.
This list is stupid.
8. I like this one. 41 Bent. That record is crazy.
Yo.
That record.
That rang.
Yo, rings. Yeah. Yo, and I was I was in New York the past weekend, and I was at a store, and they played it, and I was just I was in just. I was like, that song. Number 7, Drake featuring J. Cole's First Person Shooter.
At seven.
6, Ken Carson, Jennifer's Body. Don't know this song.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Number 5, Lil Yachty featuring J. Cole, The Secret Recipe. Number 4, V's Is Not a Drill. 3, Ice Spice's Deli. 2, Lotto featuring Cardi B, Put It on the Floor Again. I would not have it this high.
Yo!
I would not have it this high.
Rolling Stones, suck a dick.
I think Fuck You Mean should be like top 3.
It should be 2.
Yo,
I think it would be cool at 2.
Eat cock. Bag full of dicks off your forehead.
And then they did the 100 just best records period. That we'll just do a top 5 for. Shakira and Bizarrap's music sessions volume 53. Good record. Five is high.
I don't think that was the best one. But
Zach Bryan featuring Casey Musgraves.
Casey Musgraves. Yep.
I Remember Everything. Number 3, Lana Del Rey's A&W. Number 2, Pink Panthers and Ice Spice Boys A Liar. Big record.
Good record. Yep.
Number 1, I'm not mad at it. I'm just very surprised. Do we have any guesses?
Am I gonna be upset?
I don't know.
Kanye West, Lift Yourself. Poopity scoop.
Number 1, Eslabon Armado and Peso Pluma's Ella Baila Sola. Is that crazy?
It's a big record. It's a big record.
It's I'm not like mad. I'm just really surprised that they picked that song as number 1.
Yeah, that's
It's pretty all over the place.
They're all over the place.
If Monaco's not in the top 5, then it's not
yeah,
valid.
Monaco's not.
It's not
top
valid.
Five.
Then. If it's not in the top 5, it's not valid. I don't care what you think about
Bad
Bunny.
Top 10.
No way. If Monaco's not top 5, if not top 3, then that list is gone. I'm done with these fucking lists with these people. They fucking suck. They suck.
They're
supposed to be
so
credible
people,
ass fucking.
Nah, they do it so people like us can talk about it.
Yeah, but man, you're trolling, bro. You're straight up troll. That's a fucking troll.
Speaking of Ice Spice, she was recently hit with a copyright suit. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
Tell us.
Yeah, so for the song In Her Mood. Which I think was, you know, probably a top 3 record for her this year. Good song, you know, solid song, club record, yeah, baddies. Yeah. We have a New York rapper, D Chambers, alongside his producer and engineer, Cass, has filed a lawsuit against the emerging rap star and Taylor Swift collaborator, Ice Spice. You know, that's crazy that's her relevancy. Insane. Alleging her hit In Her Mood copied their track In That Mood. Similar titles.
Mm.
And as we can imagine, the simplicity and minimalistic nature of that record.
No.
Of how easy one might.
Mode. It's kind of like a New York thing.
Do you have?
Of course I do.
Kind of like, yeah, I need to hear them both.
What a host.
That's.
So I'm going to play the song that is in question.
Okay.
And I'll just. I'm just going to get your thoughts. So this is the song that D Chambers is filing a lawsuit against Ice Spice for In Her Mood. This is In That Mood by D Chambers.
I don't understand.
I don't either.
Hey, yo, Cass, man. It's not that I wasn't ready. I just had to get in
this
the
dropped 18 months before Ice Spice's record.
Skitter. When I'm ready, I get in that mood. When I'm ready, I get
no
in
way,
that mood.
No way, already off the bat.
Ready, I get in that mood.
Off the bat.
Ready, I get in that mood. When I'm ready, I get in that mood.
No.
When I'm ready, I get in that mood.
No.
When I'm ready, I get in that mood. When I'm ready, I get in that mood. When I'm ready, I get in that mood.
Not even close.
Yo, this is kind of hard, though.
But that's what I'm saying.
Dope song.
The simplicity of the Ice Spice makes it easy. You know what I mean? The fact, like, because this record isn't too... Like damn, she in her mood. Like damn, she in her mood.
Like damn, she in her mood. Like damn. I'll say this.
You think it's valid?
I'll say this. Whether or not this was used as like a sample track, because there's a lot of times where artists will get like reference records from other artists, or like their label will be like, hey, like, you know, here's like a sample reference track, and like the artist probably has no fucking idea who D Chambers is.
Yeah, it's not an Ice Spice. More so than her, like, camp or whatever. Agreed. But, like, at Agreed. The end of the day, it's like, this guy's basically saying she copied our song.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That's a stretch. Like, the most recent one I can think of is, like, Levitating. Yeah,
that's the good one. That's a really good one. That one's bad. Latent. Same key, same tempo, same melody.
Acoustic in the background. Yeah,
there's a copy? Somebody copied that?
It's going to take me a second to find.
So, hold on. Dua Lipa stole the song, is what you're saying?
Yeah,
it's when you hear it.
I didn't hear about this. I love these things. I love this. Like, hey, you stole my song. Again, shit. Like,
bro, when you hear it, you're like, yo, it's. I remember the first time I heard it, I was like, yo, this is bad. I was like, this is bad.
Bro, just fucking pay the artist. Like, it's not that difficult, and especially like if you think it's gonna be a hit record, pay the artist.
Yeah,
it's
you have to have without a reasonable doubt, like proof.
Okay. Hold on. I'm trying to get so
this
yeah,
is
so
certified.
So like, you know, when we think of things like this, we think of like blurred lines.
Yeah.
Drum pattern. Yeah, yep. But yep. It wasn't feel, like, you know, feel, it was the, it was more of a feel than like this is like bad, bro. like cuz I was like my baby Dua didn't steal no music. And then I heard it and I was like Dua.
Do a dumb.
Oh my god.
Oh, do a dumb.
Okay, so this is this has already been done. This lawsuit is done. I think they settled. So I'm just gonna play Levitating. Oh my god, fuck. Sorry, I was playing the other song.
That's a whole lot of fucks. Sorry. How many fucks was that? Let us know in the comments. You win.
Okay. So this is Levitating for those who don't know the fucking song.
Definitely play the hook.
Yeah, so we'll just skip to the hook a little bit.
Do it, dumb. Do it, dumb. Say it ain't so, Dua.
So we're here, right?
Oh, Dua did, huh?
Great, great song.
Dua did.
So this is Live Your Life by Article Sound System. This is like a ska, reggae. Same tempo, same key. You can already hear it, right? The doo-doo. Just wait.
Just wait for the hook.
Same key. You can hear it's the same key.
Yeah, of course. Oh, my God. Do it, dude.
I got you.
Oh my god. You sneaky bitch.
Isn't that crazy?
Are they black people?
They're a white reggae.
Oh, they don't give a fuck. Yeah. Whites can steal from whites on it.
White and white crime.
White and white crime is fine for me. I don't give a fuck.
But that one was bad, bitch. Right? That one's
Dua
bad.
Dua did.
So you think Ice Spice is gonna get off the hook for this one?
Yes, I think so. It's not a strong enough case, and I think, and like, and that kind of phrase is kind of big, huge, like a New York kind of thing, where I think she can go off and be like, no.
And Mood has been certified gold by the Recording Industry Association of America with a minimum of 500 sales, over 45 million YouTube views, and almost 169 million Spotify streams. Ice Spice is up for 4 Grammy Awards.
4 Grammy Awards.
And the plaintiffs are seeking 50% of all direct and indirect royalties, revenues, and or economic benefits generated by the creation and subsequent commercial
Good luck.
Exploitation of Inner Mood to date.
Good luck.
Well, what you should have did, you should have fucking waited until she got her Grammy, because then her streams are going up. And now you fucked up, because that's probably going to be
the song that they don't listen to.
Yeah, also valid, but also this
off on what you could have made.
Not a bad timing for them to kind of come out with this. Obviously, it's going to help boost his streams personally, but there's just no way that he's going to win that.
Yeah. So
best of luck. Hopefully, he gets Young Thug's lawyer. That'd be cool.
So you guys don't think it's going to happen, huh?
No, I don't think so.
What do you think?
When I first heard it, because I was hoping for a levitating type thing. I think if you're going to do it, you got to be real real confident.
I agree.
And I think, you know, to get 50% of all those numbers, I'm sure it's worth it, but...
I'm sure.
How many different ways can you say in my mood or in her mood?
Well, that's what I'm saying. The simplicity of that record.
Yeah, I'm sure he's shooting for 50%. Even if he gets 1%, I'm sure he'd be pumped.
I know that there's there's obviously other famous, copyright things that went to court. There's also a lot of famous covers. You know, actual covers, right? Where the cover is better than the original.
Yep.
Do you guys have any maybe that come to mind? They think of where the cover is just better, where people don't even realize that it's a cover.
Fuck.
Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You was actually a Prince song that I didn't know was a Prince song.
Oh yeah, baby.
And that was the, I don't know if you guys know what that song is.
I know that.
I know the Prince one.
I don't know the Prince one.
Nothing compares to you.
I will always love you. Whitney Houston is a cover.
Wow, good one. Good one.
Dolly Parton is the original.
That's tough.
That's true.
I could think of 100 that where the covers aren't better. Like Fast Car has like about 1 million covers to it. I still think the Tracy Chapman one will always last the test of time.
Respect, Aretha Franklin is a cover.
Medford Local, Tracy Chapman. Make it local.
Yeah, Respect was originally from Otis Redding.
Yep. Yes, it was.
What's it called? Tainted Love. Tainted Love.
Soft Cell?
That's a cover.
Tainted Love.
But the music is original. The music is original.
Yeah. I think the whole thing was
Tainted Love.
Sometimes Tainted Love.
I've got to
It's one of my favorite songs of all time. If I could have
Tainted Love is the original. People cover Tainted Love. No?
No. I think it was the actual...
Soft Cell is the artist.
Yeah, Soft Cell is the artist.
Yeah, I know. But, hold on. Who did they cover?
I don't know, but that's definitely a song. I don't know. If I was to, like, put together a list of, like, songs that, like, I can have...
Gloria Jones. The first recording of Tainted Love in 1964.
Also, Killing Me Softly.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew that.
That was a huge cover in which they didn't do the right proper sampling, like negotiations, and that person,
I remember that.
Took the whole shebang.
I remember that. I want to listen to this original of Tainted Love because I've never heard it. That's what I mean. The music's original, though.
No.
But the music that Soft Cell did was all original production.
Right.
No, but it still has that ding, 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 ding.
No.
Obviously,
you know what I'm saying.
Obviously, they changed the beat, but it's still ding, 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 ding. That's still the driving point of the song, and that's right there.
Sleep at night.
Give me the change.
I think the key part of Tainted Love is the
dun, dun.
It even has a change in the bridge. They even copy the change of the bridge.
No, but it's the thing that SOS sampled. No, it's the I can't make the sound with like
play it
in my mouth.
Yes.
So
I played this at Slacker for Halloween, and it went fucking
nuts. Really? This thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Nah, come on, man.
Oh, shh.
The fucking...
Dun, dun.
Yeah,
that's very minimal.
La, la, la,
yeah, but it makes... La, la. But that's... Yeah. It's, yeah, yeah. SOS ended up sampling it.
Yeah, but for the copy, for it to be like... But that... Dun, dun, the bass line is where... Yeah, yeah. And then
I played these back to back at Slacker, and it went fucking sick.
Yeah, but
I went into Disturbia.
She took the bass line too. The bass line's in there.
Yeah, okay. Fire, just dude, fire.
Can't deny so good music.
Any other big ones? Any other big ones?
I love this educational part of our show. Sometimes,
yeah, you learn. You know, you learn.
Music historian fingers.
And you know what? This shit kind of like it. Kind of it's like a double edged sword because you're like, damn, I love this song.
Landslide,
fucking nasty.
Was sampled or was covered?
Wonderwall was sampled, was covered.
Jay-Z.
I get it.
Aha. Oh.
Lastly, I do want to, we talked about this last year. They just dropped the Lovers and Friends Festival lineup. Oh. I know last year we talked about the stages. They don't have the stages yet, but they got the lineup.
Yo.
And if you remember, these lineups are fucking crazy. And the thing is I know people who went to, it was actually the same weekend that I was playing in Vegas, and I met up with people that went to it. Like, these people actually show up. Like, they have all these names, but they really fucking show up. It's kind of, I don't know. It's one of those too good to be true lineups.
Yeah.
But they show up. They show up.
That's sick. What do we got?
Headliners.
Hold on. Didn't we talk about this already?
Last year. They just dropped this year's.
Oh, shit. It's still thrown by Usher?
Yes.
Headlining?
I think. Hold on. I saw something. Let me make sure I have the right one.
After the Super Bowl?
Fuck, I might be looking at the wrong one. Fuck. Yeah, they just dropped it. Hold on. All right, here we go. So it's May 4th, 2024. Fuck. Sign up for pre-sale. No thanks. Headliner, obviously Usher. Obviously. Janet Jackson.
Wow.
Miss Jackson, if you nasty.
We have the Backstreet Boys.
Valid.
Yeah,
that's,
let's go.
Lit. Valid. That's fucking lit.
We out here.
Clear the fucking sample for Ye. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Everybody.
Just fucking clear, dude.
Yeah.
It's going to give you guys more fucking streams, more notoriety. You guys can do it on the fucking, on your tour. Cut the shit.
I was going to say something fucked up, but shout out the Backstreet Boys. Next, we have Lil Wayne specifically performing the Carter 3.
Wow.
It says Lil Wayne performing the Carter
3. Wow.
Fucking like
hey,
that.
Hey, Mr. Carter.
I am him.
Yeah. Tell me where you been.
Phone home
I'm
live.
Back again.
Wow.
Yeah, bro.
A milli.
Yeah.
Three-peat.
And that's how you let the beat build. Bitch.
Oh. God, I almost killed that. Yeah, that beat's crazy.
This is Officer. Dude, I nailed that one. Come on, baby. I'm on
Next,
fire.
We have Snoop Dogg. Obviously. Uncle Snoop. We have Gwen Stefani.
Oh, wow. You know all the man, break it down, say, ooh, that's my shit, that's my shit, ooh, that's my shit, that's my shit, that's my shit, that's my shit.
Gwen Stefani might fucking burn the place down.
Yo.
Holla Bad Girl Live.
Woo! Shit. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Girl say.
Boy say.
Gwen Stefani has records.
She has.
She got records, bro.
And she ended up with Blake Shelton.
Oh, that's him.
Is that crazy? I thought they've been married for like a minute. Oh, I thought she'd end up with like a black dude.
True, because she's been influenced by the black community
like crazy.
Yeah, all her shit.
If you are
damn, what's her shit with fucking Eve?
Akon too.
As if I get to
yeah, let me blow your mind.
Oh my god.
Sweet Escape with Akon. Gwen Stefani got records.
She got hits.
She has that one that's the Between the Sheets sample.
Gwen Stefani was part of No Doubt, correct?
Yeah, she was the lead singer. Luxury. Oh, that's such a record. Or Luxurious.
Yeah, she's got a
catalog. Well, these songs were under No Doubt.
Bro.
There were No Doubt songs. She has her own.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
You know this song?
Yeah. She definitely.
Bro, she kills it. She kills this
I didn't
song.
Know she did this.
Dude. You don't know this song?
No.
This song is in my sexy dinner.
Yeah,
crate.
That's the one right there.
Dude.
That's
what I'll do is Big Papa into Between the Sheets, slow it down, and then drop this. Because the way it drops in, it's no intro. It just drops in like a.
Oh, dude.
Oh, so you can just.
Yeah, yeah. So I just saw. So I'll drop Between the Sheets all the way down. So it's 66 BPM. So I'll drop it like 70. And then.
Yeah.
And you think it's like a chopped and screwed. It sounds like a chopped and screwed. And then she comes in.
Bro, I never heard this. Yo, that's fire.
Payback. Yo,
shout out to Gwen Stefani.
Shout out to Gwen Stefani.
You had to be there.
Even though you ended up with Blake Shelton. Anyway, obviously, next on the bill, we have Nasty Nas. Shout out Nas.
Oh,
shout out all my Nas fans.
Big fan.
Big fan of the show. We have Miss Mary J. Blige.
Nice.
Of course. Be without you, baby. Nelly Furtado, huge comeback from Nelly out of nowhere.
Love Nelly
Furtado. Out of like throwback artists that came back, like Nelly Furtado wasn't on my list.
She got a good, I'd say 10 track.
She was the first. What was it? She was like the first Canadian with a number one or something. No, yes. With multiple. No. She was the first Canadian with like multiple songs on the top
charts at the same time.
At the same time, yeah. With correct. Get Your Freak On and Like a Bird, which yeah. are two completely different yeah. songs.
Bro, she's fucking awesome. Yeah, yeah. She also had that record that came out with Justin Timberlake within the past year. Had a little bit, had yeah, its moment yeah. on the radio.
It's a great song for me.
Yeah. Well, I like that song. She's collabing, and she collabed with Dom Dalla. Like, that's yep. what I'm saying. She's like back.
She's back.
She's like dude, back she's in back. The streets. I don't know where the fuck she went, but. We have Ludacris. We have Ja Rule, obviously. Ciara, Nelly, Ashanti, TLC, Akon, Neo, friend of the show.
Yo.
T-Pain, oh. MIA. Doof, 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 doof,
all
doof,
I want to do is. Doof, doof, doof,
doof. And then we have a ton on the undercard. You know who's on the undercard, which I think is very disrespectful, is Timbaland. I'm sure he's just doing a small.
Yeah, he's probably
he's probably DJing. Badly.
He's literally just going to show up and just be like, these are yeah. all my songs. Have fun.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
And he has a few that he. Yeah.
I'm going to rattle these off. I'm just going to go because there's a million of them. Timbaland, Keisha Cole, Brandy, Monica, Eve, Jodeci, Kelly Rowland, Craig David, Sean Paul, Black, The Dream, Jason Derulo, Robin Thicke, 98 Degrees, Tyrese, Maja Jordan, Method Man and Redman, Rick Ross, Jeezy, Fat Joe, T.I., Mace, E-40, SWV, Escape, Tank, Jeremiah, Pretty Ricky, Ginuwine, Mario, JoJo, Maya, Kalis,
wow.
Lloyd, Drew Hill, Kerry Hilson, Lupe Fiasco, Too Short, Cameron, Twista, Juvenile, Paul Wall, Trina, Ying Yang Twins, David Banner, Lil Flip, Plies, Mims, Tweet, Next, Lumi D, Nina Sky, Total Black, 702, Amerie, Paula D'Anda, John B, 112, J Holiday, J Quan, IS.
Paula D'Anda, my dick? Fuck? Yo, listen, that's a fucking show.
Could we
and from last year, they show up like they. Grant, remember when we did the stages last year? Some people have 15 minutes. Lumi D is not doing an hour set.
Right,
a lot of them. Still, a lot of them ain't doing shit right now. So of course they're gonna fucking.
Yeah, show that's up. Why they show up. Yeah.
Dude, that's fucking nuts.
How many days?
It's right now it's just one day.
Four stages usually,
but it's gonna be like four. It's like an all day. Like I remember last year, like it was.
Dude,
all
who, to, what do you pick to see?
I bro, that's what.
But remember
about
we
last
did.
Time.
Remember we did the stages
what
last
stage,
year.
Yeah.
Which
stage?
Which stage, which stage you try and go to based dude, on the times? Like
damn, that's
yo, that's
crazy.
That's fucking nuts.
Damn. Oh yeah,
that's nuts. That's
yeah,
dope.
so it's I mean Vegas, man, like tough to get to. Different. Like if it was New York, oh this is New York. Oh,
they'd have to God. Shut down the
they
city.
Would have to shut like it
they'd
would
have
be
to shut it down.
Popping no, super
much.
Popping
there would definitely be
Janet
much.
Though should
we
Janet
go?
And Backstreet Boys I think
Janet right.
should we go when is it
May 4th so that's Cinco de Mayo weekend bro yeah. Cinco de Mayo's on a Sunday this year oh my
God
we're going to Sunset
see me at Sunset at 9 a.m. and I'm gonna be drinking by then I think
those are the one of the longest sets like DJs have like well, it depends on when you go on
like the bar
like,
crawls
yeah
they're
tough
oh my
God so miles on yeah. a Sunday I'm gonna fucking shit myself
you're just looking like a zombie or people are looking like zombies at the end of the day
shit
yeah I'm ready for it let's do it tequila
how many tequilas
yeah let's link up
let's do it dude
let's do all day bender
oh my fucking God
sponsored by Espolon
oh my God
All right, thank you so much for another amazing show. Thanks for continuing to support us all the way through almost 90 episodes. When we hit episode 100, we're probably going to forget and not do anything, to be honest.
Yeah, I know.
But,
that's what we did for episode 69.
But it's going to be great. Thank you so much for supporting us. Thank you so much for listening. Please interact with us. We would love to get any suggestions, any questions. We love your questions. And until then.
Well, okay, there was just one question somebody asked me. Yes, I'm going to wear something other than black on this show. Listen, I come from work, and I wear my work. Someone's like, yo, why do you wear black all the time? And it's a Reebok. Are you sponsored by Reebok? No, this is just what I wear to work.
What's wrong with black?
It's just what I wear. I literally asked him, like, he caught me in the car having dinner. He's like, yo, I'm like,
I buy it. I just see this dude holding Reebok.
Yo, he's like, you never answer your text. I'm like, your work was a bitch today.
Yeah.
I usually come from work, and this is just, I just, you know, I do this for the love of it. So that's what it is. But I am going to start wearing orange, okay? I wear orange. So for you guys.
Why is orange the other option?
Orange is the new black.
It's just,
fuck it. You're honestly, this was a good day for you.
Yeah, it was a good day. That was quick. That was good.
You
good.
Killed it today. You killed it.
Thank you. I'm not going to lie. I had someone at Venue came up to me.
Yeah?
And they're like, hey, man, I just want to let you know that I listen to the show, and you are my favorite personality.
Oh,
bro,
wow.
They're like, I was like, dude, I brought a tear to my eye, middle of my
hold on,
like,
hold on, being white?
No, they were not. They were not. Why would they be white?
Wait, it was a random person or someone who works there?
Someone who works there.
Who is it?
Was it a girl or a guy?
Guy.
Security?
Yeah.
Who is it?
I'm pissed.
Say it.
Was it George? I swear.
No, it wasn't George.
If it was fucking George, I'd be pissed.
I love it.
Because there's some guy, he probably told us all the same thing. Yo, you're my favorite one.
No, nah, well, he had an explanation, too. He's like snacks and things is so funny, but like... the way you like contribute things in the middle of like what they say, it's
in
like
the chaos.
But
that's
it's like the
that's why you're so valuable.
He's
though.
The flower out of the concrete in the middle of a fucking tornado.
Like you guys have obviously heard our shows when it's only two of us, and it's just not the same.
Yeah.
And we get upset like when all of us can't be together.
Oh my god, there's so much hate. Let me tell you something. Hold on, wait. I was so fucking pissed at this piece of shit right here. Talk about caring about your fucking your host. I was dying. I was like sick as a fucking dog. This motherfucker, I tell you, I'm sick. Oh, wow. He puts up a fucking emoji. Da-da-da. Doesn't even ask if I'm okay. Doesn't ask if I'm all right.
End
up
going.
Who asked?
He's the only motherfucker that asked.
I did not care.
I ended up having pneumonia. I had fluid in my lungs. I couldn't fucking breathe. This motherfucker, who's showing up today? Right after I took the chat. I didn't even say, are you okay,
we have
bro?
An obligation to the show.
I almost died.
We're blood brothers.
Death.
We shared blood.
What would happen if I died? Would you be like, damn, he didn't show up to work?
I'd be like, he could have gave us a heads up.
Why? And I did. This piece of shit.
I just want to. I'm here for the fans. I'm here for the listeners. I love you.
Fuck
guys.
Fuck the fans. I gotta. Like, I gotta fucking be good. I gotta be good first. Like, no disrespect. But if I'm dying, I'm gonna come and be like.
But gingivitis all up in the
gingivitis. Oh my god! What a callback! What a callback! We gotta
love you guys.
On
see you later.
Love you guys so much.
Peace.